Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
We would like to acknowledge that this podcast meeting is being held on Aboriginal land, the land of the Wurundjeri people of the Kulin Nation, and we would like to pay respect to their elders past, present and emerging, and their multiple birth parents of children with disabilities who are on Snap P episode 7.
This podcast contains truth, laughter and the occasional F word. It's not suitable for children, people. Put your headphones on. Mandy!
Kate!
Woohoo!
Yay! Mrs. Jones.
Yes, Mrs. Jones would like to say that today we're on the start of week six of
online learning.
Remote learning.
Oh,
that's a huge effort.
I just want to
all of you peas out there that are in Victoria. Virtual high fives. Yeah, we can't touch God's each other.
Stars. Yep.
But far out, that's been a haul. It really, really has. Although I think everyone, they're not, maybe not finding it easier, but they're like, all right,
Marina,
this is what it is.
Yeah.
Our school sent an email today that said, we hope that we've listened to you and you want quality of education, not quantity.
Ah, interesting.
I was like, yeah, because it was too much.
Yeah, it was too much. Yeah, definitely. So, well, today I did online yoga.
Yep.
We did body percussion to Dance Monkey.
Oh.
I was just laughing. I could not tap my feet, clap my hands.
Oh, it's very.
It was tricky.
I remember doing aerobics and being like, please don't put me up the front. I don't want to be in the front.
Oh, no, I really liked it.
Well, I just want to make sure my steps are right.
Yeah, and yeah, but that's the thing. Like me, nut bush, I was awesome.
Yeah.
The bush nut. And then I've just noticed a decline at a 43.
Well, we haven't done it.
Well, I haven't, but I was like, wow. So then I made Amy do it with me and Miss Nine, and I thought, okay, so we've got a 9-year-old, we've got an early 20s and the 43, and I was like, there's been a decline, Mandy. So then we did yoga. That was, you know, and then we made burnt butter and sage over spaghetti.
Yum. Do they eat that?
Oh, yeah. Well, Miss Nine tried. Yeah, she did. Actually,
okay.
She did.
Yeah.
Took a photo. So, yeah, specialist day.
Whew. Specialist day.
Just meet Digitech. Bypass.
I know.
And I'm like, all the easy things. And then I think in some families they'd be going, you know, body percussion, bypass.
Yeah,
and
that's
I'm
right.
Like, oh, let's do that one. Last week it was Miss Mary Mac. We had to do all these hand clapping.
Yep.
Oh, I was like, this is heaven.
Yeah.
I have to say, though, that when I was doing that with Miss Nine, I was thinking this is not heaven for a child with disabilities.
No.
And I was thinking if this was Molly trying to do this hand clapping for her performing arts, what a disaster.
Yeah. Even if your processing's a little bit slow.
Yeah.
You have to really think about
really
it and
fast.
Go over and over and over. Yeah, it's
really
fast.
Yeah. So I thought, okay, it's just all those emotions going on in my head.
Through your head, isn't it?
Yeah, because I was like, this is awesome for Miss Nine. She's loving it.
Yeah.
So why am I thinking about all the children that can't do this?
I know.
Because this is me.
I know.
This is our family.
I know. And you're thinking about the child that's
I'm thinking
that's
about
trying.
The children that are trying their hardest and their body will not let them do it.
Whose mum's just gone, oh, I think the internet's not working very well. Let's have a hot chocolate.
Yeah.
You know.
Totally, because that would have been me.
Yeah.
Or I would have had one twin being able to do it and one twin not and just that juggle of, anyway, so, you know.
But you enjoyed it.
I enjoyed it with Miss Nine. It was fun. Yeah, I felt like I was really good at Miss Mary Mac.
Really hit your stride. Anyway,
silly me.
We, of course, as the whole of Australia knows, school is back in 3 weeks in Victoria.
Yes.
So, yeah.
It was a big announcement yesterday morning.
Big announcement.
Was it yesterday morning? Monday morning. Yesterday.
Yeah. It was Tuesday. So but when this comes out, it'll have been a week ago nearly.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah, glued to that TV.
Me too.
Watching Daniel. Come on. What are you going
to
say?
He's like, cut to the chase. I'm like, yeah, cut to the chase.
So I suppose some of you might be very relieved if you have children in VCE or year 11 and 12, that is, in Victoria, because those kids have probably been really anxious.
Yeah, I can imagine.
About getting back to school.
Yeah.
So I'm sure that they're looking forward to it. And the first 3 years are going back.
Yeah,
so,
I think that's fair enough.
Yeah, I think that's fair enough as well.
Yeah, so. Especially those preps foundations.
Oh, yeah.
Just started school. I know.
Didn't even get a whole term in, did they?
No.
The poor teachers. I will be all of our thoughts to you because you're really starting again.
Yeah, that's what I thought of all the clingy kids.
Yes.
This is going to be really tough.
Yeah.
And our school said, look, there's going to be, you can't come into the grounds. You can't be pick ups and drop offs.
No.
Like, and I'm thinking about Miss Nine 3 years ago.
Yeah, imagine.
I would have been like unhinging her around my
and
neck
what?
And throwing her in.
Well, the teachers aren't.
They're not allowed to take them.
No.
I remember that grade one teacher saying, we're not physically allowed to take her off your leg.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
Yeah, so we're thinking of you. I know it's going to be really, really tricky.
Yeah.
Kids will be worried. Parents will still have a bit of fear in the back of their mind.
How's it gone for you in other states or other parts of
gone?
The world? Maybe you can let us know because you're probably like, whatever. Kate and Mandy, like, you're behind.
Oh, look, I am really looking forward to sending Buzz and Woody back to school. I'm not looking forward to the couple of days beforehand, but then the light at the end of the tunnel for us is 3 weeks and it's holidays.
School holidays, that's right.
Which I know the teachers are like, oh my goodness, we've got to get them back into a routine.
Yes,
then they're ripped on holidays and then back into a routine.
Yes.
I know a couple of teachers.
This year's a mess.
That's right.
Yeah.
It's just a mess. We don't expect anything.
Yeah.
We've got low expectations.
So the big announcement alongside that was that specialist schools are going back as well. So
earlier.
Yeah, they're going back 2 weeks earlier. So they're going back with the 11s and 12s, 1 and 2s, prep 1s and 2s.
Yep.
And I was cheering for all the P families that's going to work for.
Yes, that's
because
right.
Because that's what families
you.
Lobbied. And
yep.
And the education minister acknowledged our families.
Yes, he really did.
Yeah, he really did. And I thought, well done, Karen, from ACD.
Karen. Yep.
And
the amazed people.
The amazed people.
And I'm sure there are other people that we don't know, but thank you.
Yeah, but thank you because
he
acknowledged us for the first time.
He did.
But I cried because I thought, I do not know how Molly will accept to go back.
No.
When her sisters are going back 2 weeks later.
Yes, that's right.
And so I just thought, how am I going to tell her this? Mm. She's going to lose it.
Yep.
So I didn't.
No,
I chickened
that's right.
out and I let her teacher tell her.
Yep.
So, but anyway, we're still in discussions about how that's going to look because she said, why do I have to go and you two stay home and dad?
Yeah, well, and
I said,
dad.
Well, yeah.
I mean, it doesn't make
sense.
Like,
you know what I mean?
Yes. It's,
she, in her mind, why would she be the only person to go back when the other four people and the dog and Rosie?
Well, the dog never goes to school in all fairness.
No. The dog probably can't wait for everyone to leave her alone. So I don't know how that's going to look.
No.
And so to just
it's only if it works.
Yeah, that's right. So anyway, I'm really looking for – and actually Miss Nine was like, you don't know how lucky you are. I would love to go back.
Yeah, that's right.
So then you got the grade fours saying, well, why can't we go back?
Yeah.
Like it's complex.
It is complex. And I mean, we're just going to assume that the government knew what they were doing. That's my assumption.
That's right.
I have no
– Well, I just think pandemic, no one knows what they're doing.
No.
So it's okay. We just have grace because
– Yep. It's all grey area.
Yeah, it is. Like that's
the whole world
is
grey.
Finally, they're in the grey zone we've been.
They are in
the
grey
whole
zone.
World is experiencing
no blacks and lights,
the 100
baby.
Shades of grey.
Yep.
Yeah. So we're okay. We'll deal with that.
Yep. Yeah, we will. I got a really funny poster of our premier, Daniel Andrews.
Yeah.
It's so funny. So because people have asked him at the press conferences, when can we get on the beers? What an Australian question.
Bogans.
When can we get on the beers with our mates?
Okay, right? Fair enough. It's important.
So it's so important. Mm. I suppose it has been a very long time, in all fairness.
Well, true.
Since people have been able to get together. I think it's just generally a when can we get together with our friends.
Sure.
So there's that Barack Obama Hope poster, and this is a copy of that with Daniel Andrews. It, instead of saying Hope, it says Nope, and down the bottom it says you cannot get on the beers with your mates. I love it. It's in my kitchen. I'll put it up on the on our Instagram. But then at this press conference where we announced the schools and the fact that we were coming out of the state of emergency, someone's like, can we get on the beers with our mates? He was like, no, you can't. Still can't get on the beers with your mates. And then I heard him on the project and he said, look, when I'm going to make that announcement, I'll come on and I'll bring some
beers. It's a big one.
Yeah.
It was pretty amazing. I was hanging on to every word ScoMo was saying on the Monday. You can, you know, have five people in your house.
ScoMo, that was the week before, but we had to wait till
Victoria
we were
said
released
it.
By Daniel.
Yeah, that's right. And then the 10 people outside.
Yes. Well, that's huge, actually. You think 10 of you can go
nine of
to
you
a
can
park.
Go for a walk.
Yes.
Yeah. I know. I thought even Miss Nine could have netball practice.
Yeah, that's right. But except you can't have contact.
Oh. Okay.
So
well,
no
maybe
sports
could,
that require contact
maybe
can.
Maybe they can just do that one where they run up and down along the lines.
Yes. So I think that all those groups will think about things. But then you can't because you can't have 10 parents waiting and 10 people.
Yep. Okay. Yeah. Well, look.
Anyway, but it means that if someone loves netball, three friends can go and.
Yeah, and just run
as
around.
As long as they don't touch each
other.
Or go
to a playground. Or, yeah.
So I'm assuming, are playgrounds open?
I think so.
Okay. I don't know. I have to go and look and see if there's a sign.
You can
on
go
ours
for
still.
Hikes.
Yeah, you can go for a hike now. So, yeah, I mean, it's little things, but it's actually
We've had a first invitation to as my family to go to someone's house on the weekend, and I was like, I said, what?
Yeah.
And I said, can you imagine if we could do that? And she was like, yeah, I am imagining.
Yeah,
we're allowed.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh,
yeah, because you're a family of five.
Yeah,
you can go. We can't.
We can go. Sucks
people
to be you.
Have to come here.
Anyone who wants to invite my family, we're all coming.
I know. Oh, I'll just leave some behind. But
Sure.
But so we.
You're going to invite some people over?
Well, I definitely am going to. Every year in this week, it's this week of May, there's a movie called the Warren Miller Snow Film.
Oh.
And it's been coming out for years and years and years. It's this amazing man. He's passed away now. And he used to make movies of people skiing mountains that you didn't think they could ski, or they trek up. It's ridiculous. I sit there the whole time going, oh, who would do this? This is insane.
You know,
who would do this?
Bear Grylls.
Yes.
Type people.
Yes.
Yeah. Probably not listening to us.
But it's also definitely not. 100%. None of them are listening.
I'm trekking up Mount Everest. I'm listening to Two Peas.
Yeah.
I'm going to make it. These women are inspirations.
So motivational.
Where's my donut?
So they like camp on the side of cliffs and then ski down. They get dropped by helicopters onto. No one's ever skied here before. I'm like, yeah, anyway.
Yeah, it's because they
But
they
the footage died. Is amazing.
Okay.
So we always go to the Jam Factory Chapel Street. We have about three or four friends, my brother and his wife. We all go every year. Big thing. Of course, we can't do it this year.
Yeah.
So we got an email from Warren Miller saying for $20
you can stream it.
And everyone's streaming it on Saturday night.
Awesome.
So Buzz and Lorraine, who ski with us, they're going to come.
Awesome.
And interesting fact, Lorraine's husband is called Buzz. I'm not talking about my child.
That is bizarre.
It is bizarre. I didn't think about it. But, yeah. So.
That'll be fun.
We are going to, you know, I haven't had them in my house.
No.
So they were actually the last visitors we had before this. So, yeah. And I'll obviously see my bestie, Rachel.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it'll be amazing. I'm so excited about having people over to watch a movie that I don't even really care that much about.
I know.
Just because someone's going to come
over.
And I know we've got the
like
hand
hosting.
Wash and we've got the,
yep.
you know, and Lorraine and I, she works with me, so I do see her occasionally, but it's still, anyway.
Yep, it's great.
Yeah, it's great. So I'm looking forward to it and I'm hoping that we don't get any more numbers and we don't have to go back into lockdown. There's no second wave people.
Yeah, well, who knows?
Please, I know, there's no point telling the peas, but, you know, why is everyone rushing to the shops now?
I went, you know, and I thought, what is this, Christmas Eve?
Apparently it's back to normal.
It was madness. Yeah. And then I thought, well, I can't say anything because I'm here.
Yeah, see, I haven't been.
You know what I mean?
I have not been anywhere.
Yeah.
I have been one of the most law-abiding.
Yeah, I haven't. I've just,
no, you have. You haven't.
Well, I have, but I've done some sneaky Eastland visits.
Yeah, but it's open, so it's not sneaky.
True.
But you're just going for essential things.
Yeah, yeah. So, I wasn't wandering.
Yeah, I haven't. I haven't been to a shopping centre since this has started. So
anyway, this is riveting.
It is riveting. We can edit this out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Anyway, so but I wanted to say, did you listen to this week's Chat 10 Looks 3?
Yes.
And Lee Sales was talking about that tweet. This has made me laugh all week. I don't have Twitter.
I didn't listen to half, so sorry.
I don't have Twitter, so I can't find the tweet, right? Geez. But she said something about, you know, it's not homeschooling. You can't call it homeschooling. You can only call it sparkling remote learning. Be champagne if it's from the Champagne region. Everything else has to be sparkling.
Sparkling, that's fantastic.
Yes, we're still in sparkling remote learning. we're in it deep. Thank you, Lee Sales. That has made me laugh.
Fantastic.
For days. Every time I walk past.
Sparkling home learning. Remote learning. Yeah.
So,
I'm not even sure it's that. It's like flat lemonade in my house.
Yeah, there's not a lot of sparkling going on, let's be honest. Or it's, remember when you were a kid and you thought you were going to get fizzy and someone gave you mineral water? What is this?
Yeah.
That is home learning for us.
Is, totally.
So we've got some Speak Pipes peas because, you know, you love them, we love them.
Yep.
I will get them.
I do love them. Maybe I'll read a few reviews. It's so great to hear from other peas out there. Such diverse stories, all at many different stages of their stories. You have opened me up to the world. Thank you.
Aww.
Like having a chat with your girlfriends. Fantastic podcast. Always makes me laugh and sometimes cry. Great work, girls. I'll be forever grateful to my bestie on her encouraging me to listen to this podcast. When I began listening, I thought I'd enjoy it as I've worked in early childhood education with a passion for inclusion. Little did I know that as I began to listen, we would be just beginning our family's own journey of NDIS and multiple diagnosis. I have cried, I have laughed, but more importantly, I have felt known. Doing this journey can be so freaking lonely and heartbreaking and wonderful all at once, and there are so many times I've wanted to say things on this journey that I know others won't get, but two P's do, and they speak boldly and champion change and encourage others to know better and then do better.
Oh,
isn't that lovely?
Thank you. Oh, people are so great. I do love reading those reviews.
Yeah, I love reading them.
You know, we love reading them because we love hearing your voice, and we know that often we it's the only way we can get to hear them. So, thank you.
Hi, Mandy and Kate. Hi, P's. I really, really, really love this podcast because I love hearing everybody's truths, and I'm a peacher, and I just wanted to make a comment on what Kate said last week in the Snap P episode about children who have ADHD and who are in mainstream classrooms. They do not qualify for funding and they don't qualify for an aid. And they need it, and the teacher needs it, because one teacher and 25 children or more.
Impossible.
It's a huge struggle to try to meet every child's needs.
Yeah.
And often children who have ADHD have accompanying anxiety, which comes because their brains just work differently to everyone else, and so they have always been different, and that makes them feel anxious. But there's not the support in the class, in the schools, in the mainstream schools for those students. They often find themselves in the principal's office getting in trouble, and it's not fair for them, and it's really not fair for the rest of the class either, because it's really disruptive. But I work in education support, and so I have always three education assistants, and I have seven children in my class, and we are running off our feet. And then further to that, my own two children both have ADHD and have spent a considerable amount of time in the principal's office for you know, just not attending to their work, walking around the classroom, sharpening their pencils more than they do any work. And
yeah.
Often the teacher thinks they're being really naughty and really they just can't sit and concentrate.
Yeah.
So we've had to make some huge adjustments. I'm very lucky that I'm able to put one of my children in a private school where he has his needs met, but I can't afford to put the other one in a private school. So he is just left to the public system, which I hope is going to help him out. But something has to change. It has to change. It just is not fair for these kids.
Yeah.
And I just wish I wish it was better.
Yeah.
Anyway, thank you so much for listening to my rant, and thank you, Kate, for pulling them up on it, because they absolutely need aids in the classroom.
Yep.
Yep. Amen.
Yep. Well done. Thank you.
It's a huge issue. We've had a few messages about it, and I was going to say we've got a lovely P called Lou who's going to come on the podcast.
Yep.
There's also a Facebook page called ADHD Advocacy Australia.
Uh-huh.
And so if that's where you would like to hear, they put all sorts of stuff up. So join that. If that is something that you're interested in, or you have a child with ADHD. And yes, the education system discriminates against people with ADHD severely. So it's wrong, and they should be called down at it every single opportunity we get. And those children deserve aids, and it's actually quite evil, really. So, and you know, just to because someone's brain works differently, to punish them, my goodness, you know, history's going to look back on us for what we did. But anyway, thank you for sending that message in.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hi, lovely ladies. Oh. It's Alex again from France.
Oh, I love it.
Just wanted to say that I cannot speak more highly of you and all the other peas and anyone who's trying to homeschool their children. I mean, it must be incredibly difficult. My pea shoot is an adult, and had I tried to homeschool him, I think it would not have ended well. So I'm very grateful that I don't have to do that. I also wanted to share with you, I am actually a teacher. I teach adults only, which makes life a lot easier. I teach adults English and French.
Je m'appelle Kate.
And I have actually taught a group of primary school students English once as a fill-in for one of my colleagues, and it was exhausting. And thank God it was on a Friday evening and I could go home and justify having a very, very big glass of wine because I couldn't cope. Teachers are incredible.
Yeah.
And as parents, as teachers, now you are even more incredible. And as parents of people, young people who have disabilities, you are extraordinary. So let me preface everything.
She's right.
She is right. I'll pull up her next message, but she's right.
I mean, if she can see that from France.
I mean, you know.
You know.
And clearly you can tell she's smart just by her voice.
I know. Yeah.
I see that I've actually sent my previous message. I'm not sure that I wanted to. Anyway,
well, we
never mind.
It.
Oh, okay.
That's gone. So let's say that that was a good thing. And to add to that, I just wanted to say that in France we're starting to release, you know, we're getting out of lockdown, which awesome. Is kind of good and also kind of worrying.
Yeah.
But anyway, when our Prime Minister, Monsieur Edouard Philippe, spoke on Thursday, he talked about the return to school. And I was so impressed. Oh. And you'll love this too, because he was talking about who was prioritised. Oh. And one of the groups of young people that he prioritised getting back to school were people with disabilities, mm-hmm. because he said it is too hard for them, for their families, to teach them at home.
Mm.
And, you know, we talk a lot about how we're not seen, heard. Maybe sometimes, somewhere, we are.
Yeah.
So I was impressed.
Yeah.
Thank you. And I'm sorry if this is gobbledygook.
No, we love it.
I can't.
Thank you.
We love it. We love your speak pipes,
yes,
Alex.
Thank you.
Yes. And how beautiful to be acknowledged by the...
In France as well.
And the,
yeah.
you know...
Well, come
the
on,
leader
world.
Of the country.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
So yeah, we could have done a bit of that.
Yeah, come on, ScoMo.
ScoMo, get your preaching on. He sounds like he's preaching. Do you think that?
ScoMo?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He sounds to me like he's learned that, what's that word, the rhythm of a preacher.
Yeah, and also...
From a church.
They think that we... I understand. They talk to the lowest common denominator, whatever that is.
Whatever that means.
I don't even know.
Yeah.
It's a maths term. but so they talk sort of repetitively, you know, like at church they want to get this message across.
Yeah. It was normally three key points.
Yeah. That's right. Stop the boat, stop the boat, stop the boat.
So, yeah.
Hi, guys. It's Jodie here. Just wanted to share with you a few things. As you know, like a lot of us, remote learning has not been an easy thing, as well with all the therapies on top. My eldest has reverted back to yelling, screaming, kicking, biting, and throwing furniture at me when she's displeased with anything, really, and my five-year-old copying that behaviour.
Yeah.
The good news is that a carer is now coming into the house for 2.5 hours a day to do the remote learning.
Awesome.
The girls have said to me, Mummy, we don't want you to be our teacher. We just want you to be our mum.
Yep.
Win.
Yep.
The second thing is that my eldest had a meeting with her aide today online, and Amelia, for me, seemed very grumpy. She left the room partway through that meeting, slamming the door on the way out.
Yep.
Her aide said to me, wow, I've never seen her so angry.
Ah.
To my reply was, actually, that's keeping her together, self together. And the aide had never seen it. Her teacher has never seen that behaviour. So now they understand why I've been on the phone crying, asking for more help.
Yeah.
They are now going to spend an hour a day on the phone with her or online with her just to talk about life or to help her with her schooling.
Right.
Win, win, win.
Right.
Yeah.
I hope you guys are well and we'll speak to you soon. Bye.
Bye.
Hello, Kate and Mandy. Thank you for your beautiful work. You inspire me all the time.
Aww.
And I've just listened to one of your Snappy episodes and thought I'd leave this recording of my very own laugh, cry, and made a difference all
Thank
rolled
you.
Into one. So since going into lockdown, my husband has lost all his work, which is not the end of the world. His industry will bounce back and he'll have work to go back to. But it's meant that he's been at home with our three beautiful kids, two of whom are neurotypical and the third who's not, our darling little pea shoot youngest. Anyway, she's in kindergarten and she just settled into school, which is another story. But anyway, now we're at home school. And so she's, you know, all three are at home with daddy. And my husband and her happen to have the same diagnosis and watching them together. She has just absolutely flourished because they get each other.
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
And she said to me, oh, Mama, and here's why made me laugh, oh, Mama, I love coronavirus. I just want to stay at home and live my best life with daddy.
Yeah.
Oh, baby girl.
I try not to be too offended because, of course, I've been home less because I'm just been picking up some of the financial slack and working a bit more. And I happen to be a professional, so it's been really rewarding. But anyway, there they are, my three kids and husband all at home just absolutely thriving. And then on another note, so my husband, as I said, he'll have work to go back to, but actually having this time off's made him reassess all his values. And part of what's helped him always cope with his diagnosis has been exercise. And he's decided to retrain and become a personal trainer.
Wow.
Halfway through the course already online.
Awesome.
And, you know, he's going to work with pea shoots, hopefully, to watch this space. But anyway, ladies, keep up the amazing work. Thank you so much and have a great week.
Oh, what an amazing story.
Yeah, how beautiful.
Beautiful. Thank you for calling in.
Just a beautiful pea message. There's tears, there's laughter.
It's everything.
All in a minute and a half.
I know. Just she nailed it.
Oh, she really did. Thank you.
And made a difference. He's changed his whole career. Yeah. Wow, amazing. I think a lot of people are living their best lives.
Yeah.
They really are. I'm not sure about the mums, but I think a lot of other people in families are living their best lives.
All right, this speak pipe, Mandy and I, what am I going to say? We're pretty excited about it, actually.
Yeah.
So have a listen to this, please.
Mandy, Kate, it's Kim from Thailand.
Yay.
Yes, Mandy, it's my voice.
Yay, I love it.
So. It's finished. Now you're wondering what on earth I'm talking about.
Yes.
Yeah.
So you know I'm an artist.
Yes,
and
of course.
I told you I'm writing a book in Thailand.
Yes.
Well, I think I told you. Anyway, and you know I'm a poet because I posted my poem, Perfection Be Damned, on
Hangout. I don't think I saw
it. I have a feeling you might have missed it because it was just before your trip to Sydney.
Oh.
Anyway.
We need to find that.
Painter,
repost.
And I've painted a picture for you for your anniversary.
Yay! To
celebrate the great work that you've done over the past year.
Oh,
wow.
And Kate and Mandy, you are a force of nature.
Oh.
And I want to thank you on behalf of me, myself, and I for your work and your podcast and everything associated with it. So now that Dan has let us out, I'd love to come down to the pub bar and do a big reveal with a short speech. Anyway, enough about me. Have a great day and please take care. Signing off, Tim from Thailand.
Yay! We cannot wait.
We cannot wait. So our Piversary?
Piversary, yes.
First birthday?
Is the 28th of May.
Yeah. So next week or the week after, don't ask us, you know, because we record and then it comes out. But anyway, we will get you here, Tim, hopefully.
Yeah.
And we will have our first birthday party. Things as Dan said, we can have one friend over.
Yeah, you're the one.
We can actually have five.
Yeah.
So, yes, you'll have to come to our first birthday.
Oh, it's amazing.
Yeah.
Thank you, Tim. I can't wait to see. Imagine having a painting.
Imagine. Oh, I can't.
Oh, Kate.
No, I can't.
You have to find a wall.
Yeah, well, there's lots of walls down here. So
yeah. Brilliant.
Yeah. So very, very, very excited to have our.
Oh, and to meet him.
Yeah. A short speech. You don't have to give a short speech. Have you met us?
The longer the better, as we always say.
Size does matter.
Stop it.
Anyway. So, yeah, it's going to be exciting. We can't wait. We got some really cool messages from Singing Amy.
Yeah, Singing P.
Yeah, Singing P. So we may put one or two of them in other episodes.
Yeah,
But we got
We want to spread her joy out.
Yeah, we've got to spread Amy. We can't. She doesn't want to be spread thick. She wants to be spread thin. So,
but this one we really,
we thought this might resonate with some peas.
Yeah.
Okay, girls, this is my Make a Difference. It's not a song, but I just wanted to put my words down for you. My Make a Difference this week and every week is you girls. Mm. So often we peas are silenced, shamed into believing that our stories don't matter because we are not the ones with additional needs or disabilities. Mm. We feel guilty talking about the challenges and struggle to find our place and our voice in the disability discussion.
Yep.
Your podcast gives us a community of like-minded others and gives us parent carers a voice. So thank you, Queen Peas, for making a difference to this singing pea and to all of us peas out there.
Oh, thank you, Amy.
Thank you, Amy, because this is a big one.
It is a big one. It really, really is. And it's we struggle with it.
Yep.
And we know lots of parents struggle with it.
Yeah. And it's and a big criticism.
It is a big criticism.
In the disability world. And we never want to cause any harm.
No.
Ever.
We don't. I don't want to make anyone sad.
No, we don't.
No.
And we take it really super seriously.
We do. We really, really do. Second guess ourselves all the time.
All the time. Yep. Yeah. And we've had some criticism.
Yep.
And it hurt.
Yeah,
so
that's right.
To hear somebody else say that really means a lot.
Yeah, I think you don't know what you've said, Amy.
I don't think she knows what that means to us.
Yeah, it's really powerful. Yeah. And the thing about being an advocate for your child when they have an intellectual disability or an additional need that makes communication hard is that they actually sometimes don't have a voice.
Yeah.
So you actually have to be that voice even though you don't have the disability.
Yeah.
And so it's really, really, really tricky.
It's tricky.
And there is no right or wrong.
No.
You know, I know I'm preaching to the choir here, but thank you
for really acknowledging it, Amy. I can't.
Yeah.
I'm very thankful.
Yeah. So, yeah. Anyway, we're still doing our snap peas. We're still.
Yep. We don't know how long for.
We don't know how long for. Maybe once school goes back, we may not anymore. So there'll be another couple.
But also, our peaversary is coming up.
Yes.
Okay. So we thought maybe if you'd like to send us a little happy anniversary message or speak pipe, and we'll include that on that episode.
Yeah.
So we're just going to maybe talk about some of our favourite moments.
Yeah. In our whole illustrious 1 year podcasting career.
So, I don't know. We haven't really thought about it.
Yeah, but it'll be with the seeds are growing.
But yeah, so, and we feel super proud. We can't believe we've done this for a year.
No,
and
we can't. That,
you know, so many of you listen. So
and the dramatic change in our lives. Oh, really?
That's right. We would never have.
Yeah, we wouldn't have got to meet all of you peas.
Of course. So we feel like you're part of our family.
Yeah.
So it's something to celebrate, all of us.
Yeah, all of us.
Oh, we've got to do our donut on the couch thing too.
Yeah, we do.
We haven't organized that.
Our
principal has just been so busy.
I know. You're a coordinator.
I know. Useless. All right. Well, we'll have maybe we could do donut on the couch around the birthday.
Yeah, maybe.
About the peaversary or something. Yeah.
Yeah, we could do. Maybe we could record our episode and then do a little Facebook Live.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. That'd be fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. And yeah, that's about it, I think.
Yeah. So.
So also, we are thinking of having a little bit of a break.
We are. We think definitely the school holidays, the Victorian school
holidays.
Yeah,
which is July, the start of July. So there'll definitely be a couple of weeks where you won't have our episodes.
Yes.
We probably just need a bit of a breather.
Yep.
And also we've got our book.
Yeah, that's right. We're writing a book. So you have to give us the tiniest, littlest bit of slack.
Yeah. So because as if we've ever done anything like that before. And it's not really my skill set, I have to say. So this could be a bit of a challenge.
No,
so I'll try my best.
Yeah, so if you want to be in the book.
Remember, email.
Yep, even if you're a beautiful rectum and you just want to say, this is what the podcast has meant to me.
Yeah.
We'll just have some little quotes in there as well. So
yeah, so send them in.
Send them in. Rate and review.
Rate and review,
please.
And we'll see you next on Thursday.
Bye.
Okay, bye.
Hold up.
What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.